This is the Blaze Radio On Demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Pat and Stu, 888-727 back. Should we start with the Jeffy segment? Should we do it? Or
come on,
you're a little busy right now.
A little busy right now.
Stuffing your fat face.
The Jeffy segment can't happen.
Nice.
I love how we can mock him. I'm actually eating on the air right now, and we're mocking him.
All right. From Fox News, Star Wars: The Last Jedi sneak peek yields some clues.
Uh-oh. I want to see it. Can we see it?
I don't think we have the sneak peek.
What?
Do we? It was only for the shareholders to see.
Bastard shareholders.
Bastards.
Big fat cats.
Fat cat
They get all the access.
Bastards.
What do we get?
Nothing. We
you get. Know, here we are, just members of the Alliance, just trying to get some information.
So it apparently picks up where, as you would expect, Star Wars The Last Jedi leaves off.
Imagine they just kind of skipped
or where
the
Force
scene.
Awakens leaves off.
They better not skip the Luke scene. I want to know. I want it picking up from the stupid mountain. I don't want any skipping. I hope so.
You know what I found kind of weird about The Force Awakens? They're standing there. She comes up there. She's got to be the first person he's seen in years.
Right.
And he just stands there.
I have a theory.
You don't even say, how you doing? What are you doing here? Who are you?
Are you delivering?
Hi. I mean something. He just.
Are you delivering the Chinese? I did. It was a long time ago. I ordered.
If you're from Domino's, I'm not paying. You're way past 30 minutes. Way past.
My theory on this, Mark Hamill is such a terrible actor. They didn't want to ruin the movie by letting him act.
That's
so they had
possible.
Him sit, stand there and stare at the camera for 15 seconds. And that's all they gave him. And then J.J. Abrams was like, give Hamill to the next guy. Let him make that into a good movie.
Is Abrams not doing this one?
Because he's not the director of this next one, right?
I don't know.
Oh, if that's true, that's not a good sign. Why would Abrams not do this? I thought he signed on for all of them. I think you've got to be wrong. Please tell me you're wrong.
I thought it was through his production company, but he wasn't actually doing
it. Wow, that sucks. Yeah, okay, they say Star Wars Last Jedi picks up where The Force Awakens left off, right at that peak right there. Sneak peek at the franchise's eighth installment. Is it really eight now? Wow.
It is not J.J. directing.
I didn't think so. Right?
Really?
He's like, wow. I got made one. I saved it. I saved it. Guys, remember, I saved it. Now you take it. All he can do is hurt himself, right, with another movie.
So this is interesting because I was just complaining about this. Apparently, it picks up with him, with Luke Skywalker asking her, who are you? Thank you. Okay, good. Good night.
Kinda,
drive safely, everybody.
But that makes that scene even weirder, right?
Yeah,
like,
it does.
Why did he stare at her all
it
that time?
It took him 2 years to say, who are you? Come on. And she hands him back his long-lost lightsaber. Then somebody else who saw it tweeted out.
I don't want to know. You're not giving me too many details here, are you? Now, you've already given me the first line
of
the movie.
I'm just telling you who's in it. Is that okay?
You're telling me they're handing each other stuff. I don't want to know anymore.
Well, you knew she had the thing in her hand.
Right, but I didn't know. Maybe she threw it off the cliff and said, go chase it, loser.
She's going to steal it from him? No, she's an honest person.
Well, I didn't know she was honest. I thought she was corrupt.
She's not Westboro Baptist Church. So anyway, Chewbacca's in it. Leia.
Jeffy, you're in it.
And Finn.
You're not that hairy or strong.
Leia, military uniform clad.
Are you still eating that same brownie?
It is the same brownie, Stu.
Is Tiff's Treats a national chain, by the way? I think it is all over.
Is what a national chain?
Tiff's Treats. Is it all over?
I think because it's a cookie delivery place. They'll deliver cookies and brownies to your house. Let me tell you something. If you get Tiff's Treats delivered, the Snickerdoodles, focus on Snickerdoodles and brownies. Those two are tremendous. Now, the rest of the cookies are all good, but those two are
Look at this
out of this
website.
World. Out of this world.
Oh my gosh. Now, my wife would not let me get things from here, so we're going to have to have them delivered here.
Oh, Mr. Strong-willed man doesn't let his wife. That's the first time you've ever let that slip out, isn't it?
No,
yeah, Mr.
Dude,
I ignore my wife in every request she has.
No.
My wife won't let
the problem with you guys is you don't let your wife tell you what to do.
The reason
you're
that
not real men. 19 milk.
The reason that she would not let me have this delivered to the house is because she would rather make it in the kitchen. Got it?
No, it's still not adequate.
So wait, hold on. You would want it delivered, but... and she would say no. That's the outline you're giving me?
I would rather make it.
She would say. Your request would be denied by your wife, is what you're saying. I just want to make sure I understand the way that would go down.
No, I think you do, Stu. I think you understand quite clearly.
I think I nailed it.
Okay, the last Jedi hits theaters December 15th, and then it'll go by so fast it'll seem like we were just talking about this. Hey, remember back in March when we were talking about this hitting, and here it is!
A year is nice.
Yeah.
Because you're getting one actual Star Wars every 2 years, and then in the off years you're getting the offshoot movies, which the first one was great. The next one's supposed to be Han Solo, which I'm in. I mean,
definitely.
I don't know if it's going to be great, but I'm in.
Me too.
I am in for these movies, and like I don't consider myself a Star Wars geek, but I'll watch every one of these things.
I don't consider myself a Star Wars geek or a Star Trek geek. I just like the movies.
Like,
I just like them.
I'm a Rocky geek. Like, I love Rocky.
Yes,
I've watched all of them a zillion times. I've watched Star Wars a bunch of times, but I don't know. Like, people quote lines, I don't remember them. You know, I'm just a normal fan. Like, there's certain bands I'm like this with, where, like, I like the singles.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not reading the backstory books about Star Wars. I don't have the technical diagrams memorized. I don't know all the weird characters' names. But I do enjoy watching the
movies. You're not tweeting about midichlorians and where they come from?
No.
Right? Yeah, me neither.
No.
I don't own the Star Trek Enterprise technical manual that's 4,000 pages. I don't have that. Although we knew a guy we worked with once, I think it was in Baltimore, and he had the 4,000-page Star Trek Enterprise technical manual that tells you the working things and how the Enterprise actually operates.
It doesn't exist. It's actually
it's not real.
Not real, so it doesn't
operate
at all.
You know what it is? It's a little model that sits on a little stand. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's what it is. So there you go.
All right. Emma Watson donates to Planned Parenthood because they're the best. She's such an idiot. I mean, you get to like the Luke Skywalkers,
the
Mark Hamills of the world, and then you hear him talk, and you're like, why'd you have to speak? Why? Couldn't you just be quiet? If you're going to talk about your movie. Talk about your girlfriend. Talk about your family. Don't talk to me about politics, please. It just makes me like you so much less. And isn't that bad for them? Isn't it bad for them? I don't understand. Emma
Watson. It feels
like
it would be.
Emma Watson, what is she, 20, 21, 20? She knows Planned Parenthood's the best. Shut up. 10 times the amount of abortions, 10 times the amount of dead babies than women told where to get a mammogram, because they don't do mammograms, but that's what they talk about all the time. Cancer screenings, birth control. You know what? Condoms are 20 cents a piece. Okay? 20 cents. Go buy one at a Walgreens.
I don't know how much they are. It's been a while since I've purchased
them. I only know that because I just read it.
Really?
Yeah, and one of the cereals I was doing.
I will say, you know, they're free at Planned Parenthood. They're free.
So if you can save 20 cents, man, it's worth the $500 million we're paying in taxpayer funds to that place.
And it's definitely worth the hundreds of thousands of dead babies. Definitely worth that. If you're going to get a condom for free. By the way, you can get condoms for free all over the place. That's not, because they're 20 cents, a lot of places give them away.
I'll tell you something. I used to work at a section of Houston called the Montrose, where they were laying all over the ground. every morning when I pulled up.
I don't think you should use those, though, Pat.
Some of them had been used.
Yeah.
And they were brand new, so they were probably really cheap then. You could get them
for almost nothing.
Yeah.
What, just smuggling drugs?
Now, I don't know about smuggle, but you would, you know, you put some in and, you know.
And you what?
And you, you know,
swallow it or stick it? Yeah, okay.
they actually do that, don't they? That is a real thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it's also unsafe because if that thing bursts and drugs go into your system, bye-bye.
And not only smuggling, but I mean, if you're selling, you know, whatever type of drug, you can put it in there and that's the package you're selling it in.
Right. If they're not necessarily all smuggled.
Right.
See, Jeffy always adds, in this type of conversation, he's the best personality on television.
He is.
I never would have thought of that, but you know what?
Drug expert,
he's
like
so
it says
in
right
this
there.
World that he really does add a lot to these
Let
conversations.
Let me ask you this, now that we've mentioned the condom bursting and then all that drug stuff being released into your system, would that be a pleasant way to go?
I mean, you feel
overdose
really
of heroin, would you feel like an incredible euphoria and then you're dead?
You know, well, actually, that's I mean, I question. Don't know since it hasn't happened to me.
Well, you couldn't overdose because of your size. It's just impossible. There's not enough heroin on the market.
We could inject you with a gallon of heroin and it wouldn't even, I mean, would it even, would you even feel it?
I mean, I don't even think. Tolerance-wise, as well.
So you don't actually know the answer to that, huh? I wonder if it would.
No, Pat, because I couldn't.
You've never
have it
either.
Happen to me.
Right. Okay.
By the way, we haven't mentioned this that much. It's a weird story. I don't know how to cover it, but this whole the addiction problems going on in the United States right now are really bad. It's the old opioid thing, and you know Trump did talk about it a little bit, and it seems to be a real piece of his concern.
And there's a number of states that have are really, really bad.
I mean,
the whole country is picking up the pace.
Let me give you these stats here in a second. But Trump's brother died of alcoholism, right?
Yeah.
So, and he has a pretty, you know, he supposedly never drinks and never does drugs and never has really.
Right.
Good for him.
Supposedly, he was so distraught and learned such a lesson from his brother's death that it really made an indelible impression on him.
It's a turning point, and it tends to be when you believe someone, right?
Yeah.
When there's that pivot point.
Yeah.
A lot of the things he's changed his opinion on, I don't see why he's changed his opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But on that one, I mean, there's a real reason. So that might be a big focus here. And these are the stats we talked about off the air yesterday. Back in like the 70s when there was a heroin epidemic and it was a big deal. And what was the song? I don't remember the song.
Cocaine?
No, it wasn't that one. It was a heroin one.
Oh, Horse with No Name.
I don't know which one.
America? Went Through the Desert on a Horse.
It wasn't that.
That's not the one you mentioned.
I mentioned it the other day. I can't remember.
White Lines? I mean, there's...
No, there's a lot. That's cocaine, but it was heroin. It was heroin.
It was heroin.
In the 70s, like Vietnam.
Talk about heroin, Pat.
Anyway, point is...
The only heroin one I know is the America song.
Of course, with no name.
Point is, though, it was a big deal at the time. Nixon was dealing with it. It was a big deal around that time. And I believe the number was 1.5 per 100,000 people died of an overdose of heroin in that era.
Uh-huh.
The crack epidemic was worse, and that it rose up to, I think, 2 per 100,000. The current heroin thing, nationwide...
This is crazy.
...is 10... It's five times as
on
bad
heroin
as the crack.
Or all opiates?
All opiates.
Okay. And part of that is probably prescription drug, right?
Well, they certainly always add that in.
Yeah, well.
Look at Jeffrey.
And that's why it's gotten so. If you have legitimate, long-term, severe pain, this whole phenomenon has made it really difficult.
Yes, it has.
Right, because you can't get the drugs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can. It's just that they...
You can, and they make you feel like a drug addict, or they're difficult to obtain, or, you know, and if you really have a medical concern, and I understand that addiction is a big part of this, but so is pain.
Yeah.
Yes.
So is pain.
By the way, I think it's West Virginia. The number is 40. 40 for 100,000.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
so that's 20 times as bad as the crack.
Oh my gosh!
I'm not quite sure of the ratio, but remember the governor of Maryland issued a state of emergency.
That's right.
Overdoses.
Vermont, isn't it? Vermont. Vermont is another
one. Yeah.
Vermont or New Hampshire. One of those two is another really hot.
Is it around like
New
30?
Hampshire? Yeah, it's really bad. That's in fact, New Hampshire was the one that started Trump on his campaign.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be a big thing. You've already seen some pushback on the marijuana stuff from the Trump administration. And, you know, there was a libertarian sort of vibe going across the country when it came to drugs.
Sure.
And this might be turning it back around. Which, you know, I prefer states to make these decisions, honestly. But still, it's going to be, I think it's going to become a bigger and bigger story. So
it's amazing to me how the nation kind of adopts the president's mindset.
It sure does. It does
to a large extent. That's really true, isn't it?
I mean, and this country too, of all countries.
I know.
You'd understand that when there was a king.
Really weird.
This is a country designed by people who said the president's not that important. Let's give him some other branches to equal him out. You know, we don't want
all
someone
the pains
who's a king.
That they took in the beginning to avoid all of that. There is no pomp and circumstance. I'm not going to wear a robe. I'm not doing a crown. I'm not calling you. You're not. Don't ever refer to me as your majesty, your highness, any of that. Mm-hmm. So they removed all the trappings of royalty, all the nonsense that comes with monarchy, and still we're where we are.
We still have a little bit of that pomp and circumstance.
A little bit, but not that much compared to other countries.
It's not tough to take, really. Yeah. You know, what do you do? You play hail to the chief when he walks in a room. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much. And, you know, the other part of it is, like, you're talking about a real celebrity influence where it's always been a focus. People were talking about Nixon at the time. Yeah. People were certainly focused on the presidency, but more and more all the time and more because they become giant celebrities.
Yeah,
Barack Obama, the last 20 years have
really changed that.
Yeah. I mean, and obviously Reagan was a celebrity as well. And it goes back. I think we've become so focused on those people. I think probably since Nixon and his scandal. As they just overwhelm our society, it just influences everything, and that's not the design of this country. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be like that. You're not supposed to be influenced by him. You're supposed to be. He's supposed to be doing what you want.
Right.
Incredible.
This might be a good place to kick off the Jeffy thing. Let's just. Are you ready? Can you do this?
Yeah. No, fine.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do it? Let's rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Oh wow.
Here are some stories that Jeffy found.
Here are some stories that Jeffy found and felt like sharing with us, so we don't have to talk anymore.
First, let me say congratulations to President Donald Trump. We touched on it at the end of the Glenn Beck radio program, but Donald Trump has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Congratulations.
So silly.
Yeah.
I actually believe that this is more. This is probably almost.
And in your face to the Obama thing.
But also, like, Rush Limbaugh got one. And, like, every time, there's always some weird
like, they don't. The Nobel Peace Prize people don't even put out who got it or the list of finalists or anything for, like, 20 or 30 years, I think, or maybe even longer. So anyone that their nomination process is, like, pretty much anybody can be nominated.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I kind of think that's Don and his buddies sitting around at Mar-a-Lago going, well, I'll just nominate you, Don.
Yeah, it's like every year there's a story about Rush Limbaugh got it. Like every year someone a conservative and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he got a nomination. It's just, you know, anyone could be nominated.
I have a feeling that's how the Yasser Arafat victory came about. Somebody nominated him as a joke. Hey, let's do a murderous terrorist and nominate him for a peace prize. And then he wins.
And then they gave it to him. Yeah, that would not surprise me at all. I wanted to also, we've talked about it off the air the last couple days, and I feel so bad. I want to find a way to get it out of my system. I feel bad for Ed Sheeran.
Why?
Do you?
I mean, look.
He's pretty successful.
He's pretty successful, but when Forbes put him on the richest entertainers list. Said that he made $57 million. He lost some friends.
Oh no.
He had to give up his phone because every day he'd wake up and there'd be like messages from friends of his saying, hey, I could really use this car.
Yeah. He said that he would be sent photographs of beautiful cars,
it's like only sports 0.6.
Cars and stuff. And this is 0.06% of your income. How about it? I mean, come on.
I think that's him being a little touchy.
I will say he said, first of all, it is hilarious. Legitimately, in the last 48 hours, Pat Gray has become an Ed Sheeran fanatic. Like, it's incredible.
That was my fault. I'd never even heard of him last week.
And it's not even about his music. It's just you're just fascinated with this guy, this weird redhead guy who's making $57 million.
There's this phenomenon I knew nothing about.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
That was my fault. And then he got hooked because he looked at one of the videos. I mean, the one video has been out 30 days. It's already got, you know,
300 million.
The video
views.
To Thinking of You, his official video, has 1,500,000,000 views.
Jeez.
1.5 billion views.
All from a kid who was a stutterer, who turned into a singer. But I mean, never,
I mean, he looks like Carrot Top, the dial down the middle guy.
I swear to you, we're going to fight over that. Carrot Top, Ed Sheeran is so much better than Carrot Top.
Right. Carrot Top actually works out. This guy, I mean,
yeah, he's just very talented. Very talented guy.
Really,
I like his story. Yeah. He's a likable guy. He's coming here to Dallas in August, I think.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going to go. Yeah. You should come with us.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it'd be a little double date.
All right.
Maybe, Jeff, you should.
But what day is it?
So,
you should finish your story.
No, look up your story.
So how many times have we, in any state that we've lived in, we've said, I cannot believe that our representatives would do something that dumb. I mean, are they high?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they drunk?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the new representatives in Rhode Island, as an example, was on a radio broadcast. And when asked by, of course, the radio host, Matt Allen, almost the same as walk us through, the final question was, what's been most surprising to you as you're new, as you're the rookie representative in Rhode Island? I'll tell you what's most surprising, the drinking. It's the drinking that blows my mind. You cannot operate a motor vehicle when you've had two beers, but you can make laws that affect people's lives forever when you're half in the bag.
Oh, my gosh.
I totally believe that. I mean, these guys, I mean, Boehner was famous for this. Boehner was, rumored, but I mean, yeah, famous again. He was at the bar every single night at the same time.
Didn't he get in a fight with his bartender or something?
Was the story, right, that he got into an argument with his bartender.
Yeah, and he had a bartender.
Like he had a bartender?
Yeah.
The Speaker of the House has a bartender?
That's good stuff.
By the way, that scene, that idea reminds me of... which is coming out soon, by the way, right? House of Cards, the new season.
Yeah.
There was a moment of that where a representative who may have drank a little bit too much tries to do a radio interview.
Oh, yes.
Which is a classic moment of the show.
Yeah, that's early on.
I would love to watch that show. Oh, darn. It sounds really good. 888-727 back. You know, North Korea is a problem. They've launched four missiles into the Sea of Japan recently.
Just four?
Yeah, only four. Wow. So maybe we shouldn't get all excited, but a lot of defense experts think that they're testing a super EMP-equipped nuclear weapon, which would take down our entire electrical grid. This is pretty frightening stuff.
Yeah, if you want to get some background on this, go back and watch a For the Record episode we did on this. Maybe even two For the Records on this.
Our friend Chris Stewart. Well, he used to be our friend, then he got mad at us. But U.S. Congressman Chris Stewart wrote that great book.
Yeah.
And it was centered around an EMP attack. It's fascinating to read, and maybe you should pick it up. Or don't, because he's not our friend anymore.
We know Kim Jong-un will do it. I mean, Kim Jong-un will kill his own brother.
He just did.
He just did, for really no reason. I mean, the guy wasn't even trying to get power. We know he's crazy enough to do something like this. Whether he's going to be capable or not, it seems like they get closer and closer by the minute. Our government concluded in a 2008 report that this kind of attack could kill 90% of Americans within a year. I didn't screw that up. That is actually what they concluded. Yeah. If this were to happen, 90% of Americans would die in a year.
So here's the thing. You need a survival plan. Seriously. I mean, it may not be something as big, but on the other hand, it may. And so your survival starts with having an emergency food supply from My Patriot Supply.
My Patriot Supply is ready to help you prepare for a power grid failure of this magnitude or something a hell of a lot smaller.
Yeah.
You're going to need to be prepared for all things across the spectrum, and My Patriot Supply can do that for you.
And you can start out small, like you're about to mention, with a four-week supply.
Yeah, $99 for 4 weeks of food. I mean, that's a great deal.
I would also talk to them about a year supply. And, you know, just see if it's something you can handle. And I think you can do payments. And so you might want to talk to them about it.
Yep. 888-411-5290. They're going to ship this to you for free as well. 888-411-5290 or online at preparewiththeblaze.com. It's preparewiththeblaze.com.
All right. We have some really good trailers to show you. Apparently, there's some interesting stuff coming out.
Yeah.
Like a trailer for Geostorm. A network of satellites designed to control the global climate start to attack the Earth.
Yes!
I love the unintended consequences.
By the way, this is from Pat and Stu Productions.
This comes out in October of this year. Here's a taste.
In the future, the technology that controls the weather controls the world.
Oh my gosh, real life is...
I see
Wow. Oh, that's something. From the producer of Independence Day, so you know it's gotta suck. I mean, but it looks good so far. I'd watch this.
Yeah.
The world. Look at tornadoes all over the place. Storms. Taken by storm. Ed Harris is in all these. Wow.
Oh, I'm totally in.
I love it. Oh boy. Tidal wave. Look out. Yes, look out. Look out. Yeah. Big wave knocking down buildings. Oh, crap. Crap. Birds, planes falling from the sky. Dogs and cats sleeping together.
This is actually based on the truth.
Based on the truth?
Based on the truth. This was, I have a proof positive from
torn
NASA.
From today's headlines.
Ripped from today's headlines. NASA had this megaship come into view.
Yeah.
And they dimmed the footage again.
Wait, what do you mean? Story.
What do you mean? Stupid. A mega ship came into
they
view?
They saw a blip of.
They saw a blip. You could see right. What they
all
see.
Right, let's
the
see
ship
it. Let's
on
see
the video
it.
From NASA. Let's which see is it. Look at this.
Look at that.
Look at this.
Proof positive mega ship right there. See it?
Look
right
at that.
Right there. There it is again. Right there.
Look at that. And then they realize, oh my gosh, people are watching. We've got to get rid of this. Whoop.
Down goes Frasia.
I mean, that's.
I don't see them getting rid of it yet. When
tell
did they
me.
Do that?
I mean, well, that's because the guy was asleep and he didn't realize what was going on.
I mean, that could be absolutely anything.
Hey, keep telling yourself that.
I'm going to, because it could be absolutely that. Anything. That's not a mega ship.
That's.
I don't see the. Why are they saying it's a mega ship? What's so mega about it?
Because it's supposed to be really big and it just looks like.
What's so mega about it?
It's just really far away. Is that?
There's huge. You're embarrassing. I mean, that's scary right there. You
that's
saw
me,
the trailer.
NASA propaganda guy. I mean, that's me.
The other thing is, speaking of you and your skepticism, did you see the radioactive pigs that are taking over Fukushima?
Yes, thank you.
Radioactive pigs.
Well, we did see the radioactive pigs, but there's also
running
more,
amok.
There's more evidence on radioactive fish that are creating around
there's
the
more,
globe.
More
a global
evidence,
issue.
A Nature News link.
Okay. When Godzilla rolls up on our shore,
don't even.
Yeah, I will be wrong. I will say, I will come on. When Godzilla attacks because of Fukushima, I will be
right now in Canada, radioactive salmon are showing up.
There you go.
Okay, because of Fukushima.
All right, no.
Our source on that is
Stu and I.
The particular story that I'm talking about comes from, I can't make out what it says right
now.
Can't make it out.
I'm excited for Geostorm, excited for Star Wars. I'm really excited for this.
We may be the only two people on the western
half
portion of the Mississippi River that are excited about this, but we've long listened to Mike and the Mad Dog.
Yes, legendary sports radio hosts in New York City.
And seriously, they're not even syndicated. They're just on one station in New York.
Yeah, now
they Mike, were.
Mad Dog is now on Sirius XM. And Mike did a lot. Has done a lot of national stuff. But
I was watching his show a little bit the other day.
Is still, the baseball show.
Yeah, just yeah, whacked.
It's very.
He's just. Whacked.
It's an odd delivery for television.
Uh huh.
But of course,
people
look at
love
this show.
Him.
Jeffy's on it.
Guy makes like $5 million a year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It works.
He's great. Anyway, works. So 30 for 30 from ESPN is doing a documentary on Mike and the Mad Dog. I could not be more excited about anything in the world. But they actually, you hear some audio here from their first show, and whether you know these guys or not. It's just interesting from a radio perspective, and we've all been in radio for a long time. Their first show together, they have some footage, and you can just tell they can't stand each other at the beginning. Like, they already hate each other on show one. Let's watch.
September 5, 1989 is going to be the first show. Now, he and I never do a practice show together. We never have a warm-up show. We barely had a meeting.
I don't care about one game, dog. And say it again, one game. Mike, that doesn't mean anything.
Can I talk for a second?
Yeah, but who cares about one game?
Can I talk? Maybe the fans do. I don't care if you do. Maybe some of the fans do.
Maybe they do. I hope they heard it already, but go ahead.
Go ahead.
The first day, be quite honest, it didn't turn out too well.
I can't understand what Chris is saying. Mike is stepping all over him. They're not meshing.
You want to say that's all injury.
Well, this is going to last year. What is it that, if it's not the home run, what stands out? Can I talk?
It was a two-person show with one man trying to dominate it, which was Francesa.
I never thought at that time that Dog could stand dual to me in a sports argument. I never thought he could.
I walked out of there and I said, geez, I need a stiff drink. This is going to be freaking hard.
That was uncomfortable listening to me. You're right. They got a little acid. You're right. Yeah. Francesa showed no respect for Russo, which is not good.
Can this marriage
which
be
is
saved?
Not good.
I got home that night, and my wife looked at me. She said,
I'm ready to watch this whole thing right now. Just
said, terribly. She said, what do you mean? I'm listening to it. It's fabulous. I said, do you think so? She said, I've never heard anything like it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. Only in New York would that work.
Yeah.
Only in New York do you have these two guys with big-time heavy northeastern accents. I don't know if it's like a mishmash of the Bronx mixed with Boston, and it's slammed into each other somewhere in the middle.
Some Jersey in there.
A little bit of New Jersey. And they both, they're just New York through and through. And I don't think that would work anywhere else.
Yeah, but I mean,
I couldn't stop listening to him.
Oh yeah, I love it, and I can't not wait to watch this.
Yeah,
because I mean,
great.
The old shows and everything will be fantastic.
And 30 for 30 always does a great job.
They do a great job. I mean, those documentaries, almost all of them are really good. There's been a couple that are just okay, but most of them are really, really good.
It's fun too, because you know, when you're doing a show with somebody and you hate them, that makes it tough. That makes it really tough.
Really tough.
Glenn's been down that road many times. Well, I mean, he hates us with a purple poison.
Absolutely. And as you know, Pat, you and I do the show every day with Jeffy. So.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's really the easiest piece of evidence.
Right. And a current piece.
We despise him.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we
are hard to do this
way
show.
Nicer on the air than we are off the air. Way nicer.
Yeah, right. We censor about 95%
yeah, because
of what
we
like
we
to say
we
to
we want to act like we're friends and stuff, but we're not. we really
you
despise
You want to act like you're
right, like on the air. This is us acting as if we liked you. Oh. This is at least as close as we can get. Like, for example, if you were like a white supremacist mm-hmm. and you had to act on the air as if you absolutely loved black people, people might sense a little bit that you're not.
Little
it's
animosity
not authentic,
or, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think people say, "Wait a minute, they don't seem like they really love Jeffy." I think people get that from us occasionally.
Do you think so?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard it. I've heard it before. It was mostly from Jeffy, though.
Listen, I can tell that I don't buy it.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, you don't buy that we like you?
Oh, because we're trying so hard. I don't know how we can go any further than this. I already feel like I'm lying.
I mean, what do you want? An Academy Award from us? 888-727 Beck. More patents too coming up in a minute.
By the way, on the other side of this break, I'm going to show you the craziest, dumbest idiot of all
time. Is
this
the Darwin Award?
Yeah. Where this guy risks his life in a way you're not going to believe.
Hi, it's Pat and Stu, 888-727-BET.
So this has been going around Twitter a little bit, this video, and it's completely crazy. I don't know. It's hard. You're going to look at this and think it's Photoshopped, and I don't know, maybe it is. It's that crazy. Like, I can't believe. I've seen some videos like this before, I think they're real. This one appears to be real to me, too, but, I mean, God only knows. Watch this moron walk out on the ledge of this building.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh. I feel like I'm going to fall off my chair just looking at that. Oh, my.
Watch the things he does, sir.
Gosh. That, I mean, seriously, that is making me dizzy.
Yeah. Watch his fingers here.
That's hitting me right where I live.
Yeah, it's actually hard to watch.
It is.
One hand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I can't even watch that thing. Jeez.
Isn't that crazy?
Ah! That is unbelievable. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Unless you have a death wish. You don't care if you live or die.
And how do you get to the point where you're comfortable enough to try it the first time?
Man, I don't know. Circus performer, maybe, or something?
Yeah.
I guess.
That's just nuts.
I mean, it really is hard to watch.
Really hard. I seriously was losing my balance in this chair.
And we're not there.
Right.
He's actually on the ledge. But, I mean, it didn't look Photoshopped, right? It looks real.
No, it looks real.
I mean, that was that's not a good idea.
That's freaky.
I would not, you know, again, don't try that
at home.
No.
Of course, you probably don't have a ledge like that at home anyway, so. don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's true. We have spoons coming up in just a minute. Quickly, I wanted to hit this as well. This is an interesting experiment they tried at NYU. And the reason they had tried it is interesting because they assumed gender bias. They believed that the reason Hillary Clinton lost is because she's a woman and Donald Trump's a man. And a woman, if a woman acted like Donald Trump, you'd never get away with it. And if a man acted like Hillary Clinton, it would be completely fine with society. Mm-hmm. So they decided to switch roles, and they had people act out the parts of the actual debate with the exact language, hand gestures, exact words, and reverse the role. So a woman is playing Donald Trump, and a man is playing Hillary Clinton. Watch, and I'll tell you what the results were.
I know how to really work to get new jobs and to get exports that help to create more new jobs.
But you haven't done it in 30 years, in 26 years.
Well, I have been a senator, Brenda, and I have been a secretary of state, and I have done a lot.
One of the worst trade deals to ever happen to the manufacturing industry.
Well, that is your opinion. That is your opinion.
You go to Ohio, Pennsylvania, you go anywhere you want, Secretary Gordon, and you will see devastation where manufacturers down 30, 40, sometimes 50%. That is the worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere, but certainly ever signed in this country. And now you want to approve trans.
It's really got the gesture down.
Yeah. You're totally in favor of it. Then you heard what I was saying, how bad it is, and you said, I can't win that debate. But you know that if you did win, you would approve that, and that would be almost as bad as NAFTA. Well, nothing will ever top NAFTA.
That is just not accurate. I was against it once it was finally negotiated and the terms were laid out. I wrote about that.
You called it the gold standard.
I wrote about. Well,
you called
I hope
it the gold standard of trade.
And you know what?
You said it's the finest deal you've ever seen.
No.
Then you heard what I was saying, and all of a sudden you were against it.
Well, I know you live in your own reality, Brenda, but yeah. That is not the facts. The facts are, I did say I hoped it would be a good deal, but when it was negotiated, which I was not responsible for, I concluded it wasn't.
That's.
He's nice. Actually good as Clinton, too. I mean, he nails her gestures, her creepy smile thing that she's doing. The funny thing is, after
they actually did that pretty well.
Really well. Yeah. I mean, it really is pretty accurate.
The memorization that had to go into that is amazing.
All the hand gestures and remembering that debate. Mm-hmm. I mean, they talked over each other at the exact same times. They did a really good job with that. The funny thing about it is, afterwards, what they found was people were off-put by the guy Hillary Clinton and liked the girl Donald Trump.
Seriously.
They actually liked
her. So they disproved their own theory?
They disproved their own theory and admitted it. They were like, you know, this didn't turn out the way. I honestly thought I was going to hate the female Donald Trump character, wound up liking the female Donald Trump and hating the obviously fake and stilted male Hillary Clinton. Kind of crazy that they would admit that, but I mean, good for them for doing it. But you could tell he says it the same way, the same weird delays. They said they found really disconcerting watching the male Hillary Clinton with the fake smiles all the time. And that was a big problem for Hillary.
You know, and for me, I dislike both of them, just like in real life. So that worked out perfectly.
Yeah, it really did. Yeah. It really did.
It's a good experiment.
We have also, this has come out. This is amazing. Do you remember the gigantic president, the Trump gigantic head cake that he had right after?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right around, I guess it was election night, because they had the party and they had a big cake. And you saw them wheeling the cake through a trimmed Trump Tower. Bizarre moment where you, because I mean, again, what's the end game there? You're cutting the cake, which means you're cutting your head.
Right.
Like someone's slicing your head off. That's the end of a head cake.
Right.
It's not a good way to go. But I guess back in the day, President Taft, who we know pretty much as overweight. Was he had a giant pie, and the pie had some interesting features. Watch. He loved pie. We know that.
I would have guessed that.
1909, a New York Bakers Association made him a 50-pound pie for Thanksgiving. He was very excited about that. Jeffy, you'd be excited about a 50-pound pie.
The pie never made it to Taft's table.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My gosh.
A thief stole the massive meal somewhere en route.
His name is
Jeff
Fisher.
I mean, how was I supposed to know that it was the president's pie?
It was a true presidential tragedy. And so the flag was at half-mast. When Christmas rolled around, Bakers Association wanted to make up for it.
The Bakers Association.
They baked Taft a 92-pound pie.
Think about it.
Taft wasn't going to take any chances this time. He
I know he brought it.
The pie was escorted by a team of armed guards.
Yeah, you couldn't get it, man. We
That's
tried.
Pretty funny. For added security, it was locked in an iron-bound case. Don't mess with President Taft's pie.
Yes.
Mince pie. Can you imagine a 92-pound mince pie? That's really
especially
gross.
In that era.
That is just nasty.
That does not sound good. By the way,
we should save the Mexican story for when we do spoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Would that be reasonable?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll take a break. We have Hertz Donut Company.
Oh, listen to the different kinds they have.
Yeah, let's get a little preview of this before we go to break.
S'mores. Cookie Monster.
Something with pretzels and Oreos. That's what the actual flavor says.
Churro.
Oh, yeah. Birthday cake.
Wow.
Cocoa Puffs. Fruity Pebbles. Red Velvet. Okay. Nerds Donuts.
And do we have actual samples of all of these?
Yes. Strawberry and Fruit
Loops. Let's get to it. Stop talking right now.
Get off the screen.
Let's go.
Go to commercial immediately.
We're coming back.
Get out.
As soon as we possibly can.
Bring in the donuts.
Spoons.
Hey! We are very excited about today's
spoons. You aren't kidding.
This might be the greatest spoons episode of all time.
Now, remember, we do this for science. We don't do this because we want to eat. We do this for you, to try things so that you can understand what they taste like. And today is Hertz Donut Company.
Normally, we don't even like sweets.
No, we don't. We're not. Usually, it's a big salads for us.
Big salad, a lot of vegetables, a lot of roughage.
Right. So here, first of all, I want to comment on the logo. It's called Hertz Donuts. They're trying to illustrate that. And they put a Band-Aid on their donut.
I know, it's cute.
That's not appetizing.
That makes me think I'm biting into a donut getting a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
that's true. You probably shouldn't have any then. Bring them over here.
No, let me fix the problem of if you don't so far think this is a good idea to try these, watch this. Ready? Here we go.
Look at that.
Look at these.
That's just nuts.
This is insanity.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Each one of these has got to be like 3 pounds.
That red velvet got to be screaming to you.
How will we be able to eat it?
Okay, so what I think we need to do is just cut pieces
off.
We can just try as many as we
can. Jim, just come over here with us.
We'll start with some of these regular flavors, maybe.
All right.
I don't know what this one is. This one has legitimately Reese's Pieces on it, on the donut.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, this looks good too.
Don't touch. I don't want your little hands.
Oh, you won't be able to eat that whole one? Darn it.
No. Okay. So that's a peanut butter donut right there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, peanut butter frosting.
Little Reese's Pieces on it. Mm-hmm. Some delicious frosting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
Very good.
Eating a dozen of these on your own.
No.
The cake is... the donut itself is somewhat dense.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very dense. Notice that? Let's try... it's hard to pick. They look so good. Okay, here's a cinnamon... looks like a cinnamon sugar one, maybe.
That's why they remind me of you, Jeff.
Oh, this is churro.
They're dense.
Churro?
Thank you.
Sorry, I'm just gonna...
No, but that...
We don't have enough time to get... for me to do this beautifully. Okay, there we go. So, churro donut. Churro donut, you know, cinnamon sugar. I like the churro thing. Oh. But very dense.
This is like a Mexican donut, then, sort of, right?
Yes.
We've allowed it across the border.
I like that better than the first one.
Major. Oh, yes.
That's delicious.
Okay.
Cookie Monster donut? I mean, sure. I think that's just
nice.
Nice
cinnamony,
one.
Churro-y.
Let's try this one. This is Cocoa Puffs. Now, this one looks like, you know, there's a couple different kinds of donuts. You got the sort of airy donut and the cake donut. The first two that we've tried have been like the cake variety where like, that's a real Jeffy slice I just gave you, by the way. You know, where it's really dense. And at times like those, you can't eat as many of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a Cocoa Puffs donut.
I like this one less than the churro.
The churro is good.
Yeah.
Because the Cocoa Puffs...
Cocoa's a little stale,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The chocolate's just okay on that one.
Not great.
Not a great one.
The churro is good, though.
Let's try the Fruit Loop one.
Okay, Fruit Loops. We'll go with another cereal variety.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is... guys, don't try this at home.
I'm a little disturbed the fact that your hands are on all over food.
I know, but I don't know how to solve that.
Yeah,
we don't have enough time. Here, why don't I just put that over there?
That's beautifully done. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This sauce is from that.
Right? Seriously, just tear it apart. I don't care about your little knife thing.
Mm.
There you go. Yeah, let's try that. This is a Fruit Loops donut. I've never had a Fruit Loops donut.
I would say it's the same problem with the cereal donuts.
Yep.
Maybe if you were there and the cereal's being applied right away.
No, but cereal does not get stale in an hour.
Right. It's already.
But it's like, there should be crunch to this, right?
Yeah, there's no crunch to it.
And there's not.
So the cereal ones, if I'm at this place, I'm thinking of staying away from the cereal donuts.
Yeah. I mean, they're good.
Unless they're actual fresh donuts. I mean, fresh cereal.
Right. Now, this is the king for me, a red velvet donut. Ooh. Here, I want to just move this whole thing over here. Sorry. As you know, I'm a red velvet fiend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
About 80% of the food I eat is red
velvet. With a really good... Oh, wow, that's like a cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, icing on it?
Mm. It's almost not even icing. It's just like cream cheese.
It's cream cheese.
Mm. Good, though.
It's like actual cream cheese you'd put on a bagel.
Mm-hmm. It's a little sweeter than more, that, but not by much.
Not much.
Okay.
Real savory taste to that. That's good, though.
Here, why don't we give you the... Because these... I'm not a pretzel guy, so why don't you take that one? You can do that on your own. And then s'mores. We'll kind of pass this over to the Jeffy area.
Oh, with look at the big bone dust. Yeah. Come on.
You can't do s'mores? What a shame.
I'm sorry to
now, I don't
hear
know
that.
This that one. Is unfortunate, Stu.
I don't know what this one is, but...
A s'mores donut.
Oh.
We're just going to try them all here. Now, it's funny. Mm-hmm. So far, we've had... this is... What we've eaten so far is approximately Thanksgiving dinner, calorie-wise.
No. Mm. No way.
S'mores is great.
S'mores are good.
The s'mores is probably my favorite.
And
then
the
churro.
Yeah.
Birthday cake. I think this is a birthday cake. It's okay. It's, again, it's like a cake donut with icing, so you kind of know the vibe.
The s'mores is really good, though.
Fruit Loops donut. Now, we've had some bad luck with the cereal ones so far, but...
I'm guessing you're going to find the same thing with that. It's not going to be crunchy.
What is this one?
That's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It's a pink donut.
This is not a television show, by the way. We're just eating.
Because we're not even assessing the deal.
No.
He's like, that's good. Okay,
that's
give me more.
Good.
Okay, Cookie Monster. Last one.
I'm going to give the whole thing a 15.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
Stu?
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed in the cereal donuts.
I'm
going to go with a 13 out of 18. They're very good.
They're good.
Tell you one thing.
They're dense. If you don't like dense donuts, you don't like these.
I like the lighter donuts better. Out of the group, this one's pretty good, the Cookie Monster thing. And then I think in a couple weeks I'll be ready to eat again.
Shut up and give a number.
A little dairy pure milk.
Give a number.
Could be colder.
Give a number.
With a colder milk, it'd be a little bit better. I don't know.
A colder milk. What does that have to do with what they
made?
Well,
it adds to the